I hope everyone's having a good day. Well, Trump's coat of arms and the Hegelian dialectic. I hope you can handle the truth.
I hope to show that most modern secret societies, and especially those that practice degrees of initiation, and that is the key, are really one society with one purpose. You may call them whatever you wish: the Order of the Quest, the Jason Society, the Roshaniya, the Kabbalah, the Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columba, the Jesuit, the Mason, the Ancient and Mystical Order of Rosicrucii, the Illuminati, the Nazi Party, the Communist Party, the Executive Members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Group, the Brotherhood of the Dragon, the Rosicrucians, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Open Friendly Secret Society of the Vatican, the Russell Trust, the Skull and Bone, the Scroll and Key, the Order. They are all the same, and all work toward the same ultimate goal: a new world order.
Of arms of Donald Trump, what does it actually represent?
Well, this is rather interesting, actually. This is an arcane Scottish heraldic law providing evidence of Donald Trump's deep Anglophilia, I would say, and also touches upon the royal prerogative. There we have the double-headed eagle representing his Scottish Germanic heritage.
A Jew, I would be a Zionist. And my father pointed out to me, I did not need to be a Jew to be a Zionist, for I am. Israel is essential to the security of Jews worldwide.
Israel and the U.S. have very strong ties, so strong that the U.S. is willing to take on the whole world for Israel.
America and Israel are forever united.
This was reinforced when Donald Trump moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, despite only a handful of countries backing it. But was there more to the move?
Moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem was a primary goal, not just of Donald Trump, but of right-wing pro-Israel leaders like Sheldon Adelson, major donors to Trump, but also of evangelical Christians.
6,000, as of today, 923. Not roughly 6,900, 923. Because every one of these fallen angels left behind a family, left behind a community. There's an empty seat at that table now.
USA! 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 USA!
We can also agree on the need to stand up to anti-Catholic bias.
Stand up to anti-Catholic bias? Well, then I guess I'm going to be in trouble, huh? Because I'm anti-Catholic. Because I'm against Roman Catholicism. Oh, but he's the lesser of two evils, right? Oh, you know, Hillary's such a wicked, you know, liberal and things, and she is. But he'll be so much better. They're both servants of the Vatican.
So, folks, this is all in control of the Jesuits.
Listen to me, people. 923, September 23. Do you understand? I'm going to tell you why you see this all over the place and the number of 923. This, listen, this is it. I'm telling you, is in prophecy. The secret societies, the Freemasons, Rosicrucians, they all believe in a last kingdom that will be resurrected. Even in the Holy Bible, the last kingdom of iron and clay is a holy Roman Empire. That's why it's sitting around this country. We still have pieces of it. The Senate, the Hill. You look on the municipal buildings, they have Roman gods everywhere. It is a resurrected Roman Empire, and the first Roman Emperor was Augustus Caesar. Okay, he was born, here we go, September 23rd, 63 BC, 3, 3 sixes, 666. I mean, it's all intertwined. He is the first Roman emperor. That's why that's dedicated that number, that's on that day. And they believe in a resurrected Roman Empire for a reason. The Holy Roman Empire, the imperial banner, is the double eagle. Get it, folks. Double eagle, double phoenix, doesn't matter. It's all the same. A new world order.
A bright line in the sand, and we will protect you, that I can tell you, and we will say enough is enough.
Now, I want to talk about how they're saying that Trump is now to be a smaller king. Like, they are making a pathway for what I would assume be the Antichrist.
After this week, veteran political reporter Mark Halpern wrote this today. Trump has turned himself into a smaller king on a smaller hill. But he is, for now, still the king of the most important hill for tens of millions. And no one else in his party can say that.
All right. This is a lot of information, and I know I have a lot of Trump supporters even coming on here. But you'll need to do your own homework on this to really understand and truly see that what they are saying is the truth. Because it's all out there for all to see if you just have eyes. Some information like this is a little harder to find, but I can tell you that shaking my head has a lot of this information. And I've looked at many of his speeches and watched every time he shows that sign, what he says. I've been looking. I've done my research. He's been everywhere, even WEF. Yeah. And we know that their partnership is in their DNA. I know who they worship. I know many of you do too. So we won't go into that. But I've done my research. I have a playlist and some that I haven't even put onto there. So take a look to get started to understand what really is going on. One interesting fact from Brian McFarlane. Some facts. A king shall arise, his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully, he shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. He shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. That was from CBN. Has Trump done all these things? Could he be the Antichrist? He's done many. Those are just my first few thoughts right there. Him claiming he's the chosen one, all that he's united in, and things that he's apparently destroyed, which was the economy, or even linking themselves with the WHO, but then yet he is, even the WHO thanked USA just yesterday. So many of those things. And he's also been very united with the Abraham Accord, which is just exactly what the Pope is doing with his ecumenism. Just some thoughts. And just like they said that he's the smaller king. Well, I don't know. He's definitely an antichrist, because Christ said, Jesus said there would be many. So, but it could be that even this man right here might become president. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'll add the link to this, TruthFlix, because he found this man right here at both riots. And look who he's next to. He's very much linked with someone who is Pelosi's son-in-law, I believe it was. But I'll add the link for you to see.
Now we get to this crisis LARPer. Buffalo Bill here seems to be also found in a photo with the same man that is the son-in-law of Nancy Pelosi. Isn't that strange how all these leftist Antifa people seem to be at this event claiming that it was the violent Trump supporters?
It's a crazy world. Yes, it is. But all I will say is that we will worship the Lord. That's right. We stay in peace when we are closest to Him. So if some of this is too much, then just take a break. But be aware of what's going on. And know that He is always, He has promised never to leave us or forsake us. So we look to Him. All right, that's it for today. God bless. Take care. Until next time.